Ottawa, Canada was in big trouble on an important night. It was New Year's Eve at the 2009 World Junior Hockey Championship. The United States had jumped out to a 3-0 lead not even 13 minutes into the first period. That's when John Tavares took over and dragged his country back into the fight. Dave Cameron, head coach of this year's Canadian team, was an assistant on Pat Quinn's staff with a front-row seat to the spectacle that followed. "Game had everything," he said. "Junior hockey being junior hockey, it's never over." Tavares scored twice in quick succession and Jordan Eberle tied the game before the period was out in front of a delirious, well-lubricated holiday crowd in Ottawa. Canada would go on to win 7-4, and eventually took gold, with Tavares completing a memorable hat trick into an empty net. Tonight, Canada and the U.S. will face off in the same building exactly 16 years later as the rivals meet again at what should be an electric Canadian Tire Centre. "The atmosphere is going to be so cool," Canadian captain and Winnipeg Jets prospect Braden Yeager said. "We don't like those guys over there. We want to make our country proud." There's also a lot more to play for than simply pride, with first place in Group A at the Under-20 tournament on the line. "A lot of people will be watching," said Canadian forward and Toronto Maple Leafs first-round pick Easton Cowan. "Something you dream of as a kid." The North American rivals have both had up-and-down showings so far in the nation's capital. Canada, which finished a disappointing fifth last year and is aiming for its 21st gold medal, opened with a 4-0 victory over Finland before a shock 3-2 shootout loss to Latvia and an unconvincing 3-0 triumph against Germany. The U.S., which won its sixth World Junior crown 12 months ago in Sweden, thumped Latvia 10-4, beat Germany 5-1 and then lost 4-3 to Finland in overtime. A victory for either team will set up a more favorable quarterfinal matchup, at least on paper, against Slovakia, Switzerland or Kazakhstan. A loss would mean a showdown with Sweden or Czechia. "Game that's been circled on everyone's calendar," said Canadian forward Berkeley Catton, a first-round pick of the Seattle Kraken. "That's when you see who the real players are." "Lots of eyes on that game," added winger Gavin McKenna. "It's huge for the standings." Fans in Ottawa have passionately cheered against the Americans in each of the country's three games to date. U.S. defenseman Cole Hutson said his group is ready for more vitriol. "I don't think they can get much louder," he said. "They hate us out there and I love it." "The world's against us," added American captain Ryan Leonard. "We should embrace the moment." Both teams will be looking to establish their games early and shake some concerning trends. The U.S. has had some difficulty keeping the puck out of its net, while Canada has been firing blanks, unable to get to the middle of the ice for long stretches, especially against lesser lights Latvia and Germany. "A little bit frustrated," said McKenna, the 17-year-old projected number one selection at the 2026 NHL draft, who has one goal through three games. "Doesn't matter as long as we're winning. You can't let the frustrations get to you. I just believe it'll come." Canada, which has yet to allow a goal at even strength, will have to keep a close eye on the American top line of Leonard, Gabe Perreault and James Hagans, who could go number one at the 2025 draft. Cameron has taken heat for the team's performance, but is happy with where his group is positioned. "They're sticking with it," he said. "That's the strength of this team. That's what's the most exciting part about it. We haven't broken. You tell me how many teams can go through what we've gone through in terms of being snake-bitten, on a fence, and all the bad PR we're getting because we lost the Latvia game that sticks with it. That's character." Yeager said Canada's mental skill coach has helped the players navigate troubled waters at the World Juniors. "I don't think our team's taken it too harshly," he said of the criticism following the country's last two performances. "Everybody's doing a pretty good job staying pretty cool." Despite the difficult moments, Canada will be in control of its own destiny Tuesday. The country was in the exact same spot 16 years ago when Tavares took charge. one of the most exciting games of all time, Cameron said. What this tournament's about. The next chapter will be written before the calendar flips to 2025. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 30, 2024. Joshua Clipperton, The Canadian Press.